news I gained just yesterday dismayed all that I learned. The emptiness of life examined. Time can't be.
Well, hello out there, and welcome to another episode of Things I Learned While Learning Other Things. This is an attempt by me, Joe Morahan, and my brother JS to provide you with a series of interesting, informative, educational, and yeah, we hope enjoyable stories that will help you navigate through those high seas of life. Today we introduce episode 3 of The Man, The Myth, The Legend, Jack Bauer. And we take up today where we left off during our last episode. That is, in a moment of existential crisis. Let it be said with no equivocation that unlike the God of the Romans, who will be thinking all kinds of crazy shit about same sex, instead of dealing with the potential end of world scenarios, Jack Bauer won't let you down. God might. He might be potentially distracted by same-sex issues, but not Jack Bauer. It's a hell of a dilemma to find yourself in. If you're a religious sort and you count on God resolving your problems, you get to the apocalypse and he might be focused on the wrong stuff. This is not a mistake that Jack Bauer would make. No, he'd maintain focus on the enemy at hand. Yes, he would. No same sex, no natural unnatural sexual relations, you know, issues clogging up Jack Bauer's decision-making process or ability. He, Jack Bauer, is after bad guys and cannot be detoured by such wayward thoughts, by such confused, inane, utterly useless thoughts as same-sex issues at the end of days. Jack Bauer was a hunter on the prowl for prey, and whether he was willing to, you know, fly a plane with a nuclear bomb as cargo to a designated crash point, or he was willing to execute his boss by shooting him in the head upon orders from President Palmer, or shooting a terrorist suspect held in a waiting room, shoot him in the kneecap so as to save time extracting vital info from that reluctant suspect during an investigation in which saving time appeared to be of the highest priority, Jack Bauer would do it. Jack Bauer was never deterred. He was not to be denied failing due to thinking about some strange natural, unnatural sex practices, as was God, at go time? Are you kidding me? What had to be done, had to be done. And if something had to be done, Jack Bauer was going to do it. He was prepared to do it, and he did it. More about Jack's prioritization, preparation, and willingness to do whatever it took, his duties, later. Let's leave Jack Bauer and return to God for one moment. You know, why an all-powerful God at Armageddon might be devoting his time to thinking through same-sex behaviors as is stated in the Bible that he does just beggars the imagination, does it not? So, despite the fact that the world may be coming to an end if jihadists had their way and their success in such, in their endeavors, it may be completely unknowable, we choose to simply ignore all this, move beyond the Bible, ignore God, forget Romans 1:26, 1:27. We forget God, but we do think about the fact that 301 drone missiles were launched only a week ago toward Israel under orders issued by the 84-year-old Ayatollah. The fact that he told the world he was doing this gave Israel, if not the whole world, the entire world, advance notice that such orders had been issued and that the missiles seemed to be propelled by little propellers. And word was given as to their launch paths. And that 99% of the 301 were successfully shot down These are very interesting facts. This is interesting material. And a restrained retaliation, if any, is a subject that Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu and all Western leaders might find beneficial to ponder prior to any response. Carefully figure out just what the hell is actually going on in this circumstance. Meanwhile, the Secret Service reported that it, you know, during this crisis the other day, that the Secret Service had safely delivered mid-missile launch our fearless, soon-to-be 82-year-old leader, President Joe Biden, from Washington, from somewhere in Delaware. We were informed he had been briefed on current events. I'll bet he was briefed briefly. For what benefit would accrue briefing this man for longer periods of time and in more extensive detail? Why would we do this? If you talked more slowly to a chimpanzee and provided him more extensive detail, do you actually believe that that chimpanzee will be more likely to write a Shakespearean tragedy post a talking to? I thought not. Given President Biden's response to Iran's missile launch was, don't. A single word, don't. Then he headed off to bed. I mean, it's clear to me the Iranians were not themselves shell-shocked as Joe Biden's lights were turned out. Keep in mind, I think it's beneficial to keep in mind the Churchillian axiom that men like to be led, but men like to be led by lions, not by donkeys. Christ, what was this don't stuff? God, I mean, this is scary. No wonder the Houthis control the Straits of Hormuz and Iran is acting up, that Putin and his little green men are systematically destroying the entire country of the Ukraine, and that China is moving in on the Philippines as I speak. You gotta wonder, why isn't Taiwan already gone, to quote Glenn Frey in the Eagles? Why not? Man, our country is a complete and total mess. And as our doddering 82-year-old man goes Betty by in the middle of a crisis, our VP, Kamala Harris, whom wants, needs, nor reads any briefing papers, she just laughs, guffaws, for no known discernible or plausible reason during all the meetings at which she attends. And you got to ask yourself, given the serious nature of the matters under discussion at the highest levels of the U.S. government, it's hard to understand exactly what the vice president might find so humorous. People are dying out there. One has no recourse. We have no recourse. But to recall Kamala Harris's infamous line, "Oh, Willie, how could you?" Moments after he presented her with that Jaguar back in the heydays of the late, great Willie Brown Inc. She's the joke and doesn't know it. Future president and enraged moron Donald Trump, meanwhile, he finds himself in another courthouse with another judge and or clerk to insult, while Dr. Jill Biden free-range roams throughout the White House, making her rounds as Dr. Biden, assessing conditions, diagnosing problems, defining remedies, and otherwise asserting herself into policy decisions a la Mrs. Woodrow Wilson while her son was in, her husband was incapacitated. And she herself, Mrs. Woodrow Wilson, was a nasty piece of work. And Dr. Jill Biden carries on that work, giving prescriptions as well as issuing orders. I mean, what the hell is going on? House member Marjorie Taylor Greene, meanwhile, makes all Georgians look like monkeys themselves. Senator Mitch McConnell, we have been repeatedly assured by his staff he has not experienced mini strokes at those increasingly common and most uncomfortable and most embarrassing moments when he suddenly, without notice, simply stops speaking mid-sentence and stares up into outer space, where the rumors that he sees only the image, the face of the far-out conspiracy theorist Marjorie Taylor Greene floating by in the night sky. These rumors are not true. We are told that. This is all just so frightening. And this is like the madness that accompanied the fall of ancient Rome. One is tempted to believe this cannot be our current state of affairs. This can't really be happening. But it is. We are just doomed. Our civilization is done for when things like this are happening. And, well, for example, we're told, it's got to be true, men can menstruate too. And precision and accuracy, just tools for the maintenance of white supremacy. Accuracy, a tool for white supremacy. Diversity is a value, why merit is defined as the means by which white people maintain systemic racism. And then from California, the law now states, in all felony cases in which an African American has been charged with a crime, a defense of institutional racism is available to the defendant as a matter of law. Yeah, baby. You got to be kidding me. Our nation actually cannot be under the thrall of such idiocies, such philosophies. Can it? But then I remember, you know, it seems like only yesterday that in a formal House Congressional Committee hearing meeting, the world first learned from the mouth of no less an authority on such things as radical nutcase, Boston University proud, yeah, graduate and former mixologist, AOC, that white people cause hurricanes. Seriously, white people cause hurricanes. Therefore, we will carry on ostensibly featuring the man, the myth, and the legend that is Jack Bauer. And why not? Jack Bauer is as real as his AOC's vapid claim that white people cause hurricane and U.S. Senator Cory Booker's wise street counselor, T-Bone, whom provided the senator valuable advice. But, you know, let's hold on a moment. The truth of the matter is today, you know, we have been off and running on our podcast, you know, and history, if nothing else, suggests that there is bound to be a great deal of tangential information and personal opinion coming your way via this podcast series, as if you don't know this. But I can only assure you, it cannot be helped, and I think it's all relevant in the big picture. So, as is true with any neural network, there are many, many connections, and no one quite understands just how all these interconnections interact, nor how they work so seamlessly together and so quickly. And it should be obvious by now that I certainly don't. But I soldier on and hope that you will too. And in our next episode, we will cover, let us just say, a lot of meaningful stuff. And we do hope you will hang with us as we explore more and more of the man, the myth, the legend, Jack Bauer, and more other stuff. Hey, thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you.
crystal blue water surrounding me. Tattoo the wind, taste the sea breeze. Tropical heaven on the coral sea. A little more rum, I think of my wife. What did I do? Have I ruined my life? Tell her I've changed, become a new man. I promise I will, and I know that I can. When did the skies change? When did they turn black? How am I ever gonna get myself back? The sea's now boiling and I'm getting cold. I've lost my sails, got to find a way home. Alone in my boat, I think of my wife. I'm lost in a drift on the high seas of life. Years from tomorrow, days from the land. Nothing can save me unless fate lends a hand. Storm, it is worse than I know. The wind and the waves are taking their toll. I look to the stars, there's none I can see. I'm afraid fate, she has answered me. Only moments my story will end. There was a story I wanted to send. Oh, how I dream for the calm of the sea. Smiling back at me. The sea is boiling and I'm getting cold. I've lost my sails, got to find a way home. When did the skies change? When did they turn black? How am I ever gonna get myself back? Alone in my boat, I think of my wife. I'm lost in a drift on the high seas of life. When did the skies change? When did they turn black? How am I ever gonna get myself back? Alone in my boat, I think of my wife. I'm lost in a drift on